What's happening new on the putter line with Titleist?
We're launching our new Phantom line for 2024, just called Phantom. Four main designs, 7, 5, 9, 11, all available in a mid-bend, which is face balance, and then a 0.5 neck, which gives you a little more rotation. But the overarching theme on this new line is alignment by design. So we really want to infuse not just alignment marks, but alignment features on the designs themselves. And so when Scotty first started discussing what the new line was going to be, he really wanted the look of speed, look of movement in these new designs. And that had brought about this angled chamfers off the top line of these putters. It really... The more we looked at it, the more we saw that it formed kind of an arrow feature that really helped enhance the alignment language of the design. And so we put that in all of the designs and then enhanced it as you move from the 5, which is probably the simplest. It's a good product that going from our Newport 2 into a Mallet because it has a distinct top line and then not a lot else going on in the back. It's got three-dot alignment, super clean, super easy for those players that want that forgiveness of a Mallet, but kind of the look of a blade. As you move up to our new 7, it's got, you know, the tracer lines like the last one, and that arrow feature is continued in the sole plate and a little on the back tips of the fangs to enhance the alignment language of that. 9 and 11 are totally redesigned. And so the number 9, Scotty really wanted to have a full crown on that design. The previous 9 and 11 had aluminum that popped through, had the alignment line on it. It stopped short of going all the way to the face. And so the new 9 has it all the way from the face to the back. You can put we put two double line. That whole distance really enhances, again, the visual alignment language of the design. And then the other unique feature of that is got holes in the toe and heel to form kind of a ring weighting. We designed the ring in such a way that it mimics the angles of the angle chamfer on the ring. So you got a lot of lines just pointing directly down the target line to help enhance the alignment of that design. And then 11, same thing. We have that same beveled chamfer off the top line, angled chamfer. But on that one, we put an arrow alignment line to kind of feature on the top of the putter to work with that chamfer. Probably the most bold alignment feature we've done on a Scotty Cameron putter. Super easy to align. It has the wings on the back to really enhance the inertia. But we've done it. We've designed the wing on the bottom that formed those wings on the tips to enhance the inertia, but keeping that center of gravity in the proper depth so that it's easy to rotate, easy to close, but it's still super forgiving.
Well, I know you're kind of in the middle of a multi-stage rollout here with the most up-to-date Scotty line and the bigger block Scotty line. Yeah. Where does it go from there? Can you look in the crystal ball and tell us a little bit more about what we might see from you later in 24, if not early in 25?
Well, we have some that are going to launch here in March coming up, the 5, 7, and 9. The 11s I was talking about are going to launch in May, so that's a little further on. And we have something really exciting in that. We're going to offer an 11 in a long design, so the kind of longer 38-inch counterbalance type design. We're going to offer the 11 in that. So it's going to have two tungsten weights in the sole to get the head weight up to about 380, a longer, heavier grip to act as a counterbalance, and then a slightly stiffer shaft. So we've seen that trend in the market and on tour, and we wanted to bring it into this line. Just a super stable, longer design for those people that are a little more shaky than some of us. So that's going to be new for this year in that Phantom line.
Well, as you work with Scotty now and all the different things that he's done, that you've done, and the competition that's out there, how difficult is it at times maybe to come up with the next great newest thing that nobody's seen, that and how can we even outdo ourselves?
That's probably the most difficult thing to do, because I think the older you get, the more you've been in this business, the more cynical you get that it's always been done. But creativity finds a way to kind of bubble up. Scotty is super creative. He's a great great leader of the brand to help kind of bring those ideas. And he likes looking to the past. He likes looking other industries to kind of bring those technologies, those looks into the designs we do. I'm here to help him realize those dreams. So I think the sky's the limit on what we can do in terms of new designs. I mean, the new Phantoms had a lot of inspiration from automotive from watches to other luxury items that really excite people and tick some of those emotional boxes that they're looking for in their putters to really inspire confidence. And so that's what we're about at Scotty Camry, designing really cool putters that are going to make people enjoy the game more and bring value to their life and to their game.
Now, what's been your biggest role since going over to Titleist and working with Scotty?
I'm Senior Director of R&D, so I'm responsible for coming up with new processes, new components, and helping Scotty design all these new putters. And so really to be his partner in realizing kind of the vision he has for the brand and for the new products, bringing some of my experience to the table as well. But I'm here to help the brand and help him kind of realize these fantastic products.